With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Biden administration wants the largest U.S. companies to pay more in taxes. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Under the administration's proposal, about 100 of the biggest corporations would be forced to pay at least 15% of their profits in taxes. The Treasury Department says the corporate alternative minimum tax would raise $250 billion over the next decade. Without it, officials estimate that those companies would pay just 2.5% of their profits in taxes. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump opposes the corporate tax. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A missile fired by Yemen's Iran-backed rebels has landed in an open area in central Israel. Israel hinted that it would respond militarily. The early morning attack today triggered air raid sirens, including at Israel's international airport, but there were no reports immediately of casualties or any major damage caused by the attack. Education has become a primary goal of artificial intelligence interests in Washington.
That's the assessment of lobbyists, members of Congress, and industry experts. AI lobbyists are casting themselves as a resource for information on the rapidly evolving industry. These lobbyists are aiming to convince Washington that the fears around AI are overblown and that the United States doesn't need to follow the European Union. The EU this year passed its first of its kind regulations.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Congress has so far taken a light touch toward AI. Venezuelan officials say they've arrested 6 foreign nationals, including 3 Americans accused of plotting to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro. The Interior Minister announcing the arrests on state TV yesterday. The individuals are supposedly part of a CIA-led plot. This is SRN News. Abortion questions are on the ballot in several states in November and could help draw more voters to the polls. Experts say it's unclear which party might benefit from that surge. The places with abortion ballot measures include the presidential battleground states of Arizona and Nevada, plus Montana, where the race for the Senate is expected to be close. Abortion isn't the only issue being put to voters. There are more than 140 questions being posed in 41 states, including ones having to do with marijuana legalization and sports betting. The American Civil Liberties Union plans to spend $1.3 million on campaign advertising to defeat candidates for the Montana State Supreme Court who are pro-life or reject the LGBT agenda. The $1.3 million is the most the ACLU has spent on a Montana election. It's also spending money on Supreme Court races in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina. Montana voters are also going to be facing an abortion question on the ballot. This is SRN News. Striking Boeing factory workers say they're ready to hold out for a better contract.
33,000 machinists at Boeing on strike. Another setback for the aircraft company, now facing a plane production shutdown after the union refuses the latest offer, a 25% increase over 4 years. They had asked for 40%. Worker A.J. Jones spoke from the picket line.
We deserve better, and so we're out here fighting for our families. We're fighting for decent pay.
A federal mediator now stepping in, convening talks early next week. I'm Julie Walker.
Germany's first hobby horsing championship got underway in Frankfurt yesterday with hundreds of young riders competing in time jumping, style jumping, and dressage on their wooden stick horses. Roughly 300 riders, mostly kids, will canter around a gymnasium watched by 1,500 spectators as the competition continues today. This is SRN News.